13th parak of Kalim, 8th Mishnah. Masrek shel pishton shenitel shinov nishtabu shtayim tomei. A comb to comb out the fibers of flax. If the teeth of the comb were removed and even two of them remain, it's still tomei. V'achas tor. If only one remains, and it's tor. V'kulem achas b'nei atzma tomeis. Each tooth by itself of the comb is also tummy. It can be used for other type of uses. That which is used for combing out wool fibers, even if every second one is missing, it is tar because it doesn't serve its purpose when there's such a big gap between the teeth. That three in one place, then that's enough. They had a use and it's still tummy. Combs on the edge and the end of the combs have like wider thing on the outside of it that wasn't used that for the combing itself. So if one of the two that remained, the three that remained, was this outside one, it's tar because it doesn't combine with other two. Nitlo mimeno shtayim v'osan lemalketes tmeyos. If two of these teeth were taken out and made some type of tweezers out of them, connected them, made them into tweezers, then it is tmeyus. Achas v'tkinu l'neir, only two ach tmeyus. Even he took one of these teeth and he fixed it up so that he could use it for putting a candle to work with the candles, take out the wicks from the candle, or to stretch out the garments they hold in place. And when the garment's being stretched out, it's tmeya. But it's anything that has a normal use is tmeya, and if not, it's tahir.